Hello everyone, very welcome to Dialab Audio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 3, Episode 19, 06-08-21. Today I am going to talk about the recent research from the Dialab AIST, IIT Delhi and RCU Faridabad on molecular mechanism of anti-SARS-CoV-2 activity of ashwagandha-derived rhizomyces. As we are aware and have been affected in some way or other by the current global pandemic of COVID-19, it has taken lives of millions of people, challenged the healthcare system, and has affected the global economy badly. You may recall, in one of our Rodeo series, Series 2, Episode 15, released on June 6 last year, the results of collaborative study of AIST Japan and IIT Delhi on the anti-SARS-CoV-2 potential of ashwagandha and honeybee propolis were presented. The teams, motivated by these results, took the study further. And this time, the study was extended in collaboration with Dialab AIST, IIT Delhi and Regional Center for Biotechnology, Faridabad. In this study, 9 rhizomyces from ashwagandha were studied to assess their antiviral potential. Their effect on, number 1, the host cell receptor protein, TMPRSS2, that is transmembrane serine protease 2, which is essential for entry of SARS-CoV-2 virus into the cells, and number 2, the viral protein, MPRO or main protease, which is essential for viral replication, was investigated. Computational analysis predicted inhibitory potential of 6 out of 9 rhizomyces for both TMPRSS2 and MPRO proteins. The team did in vitro expression analysis of control and rhizomyce treated cells for TMPRSS2. They also used crude extracts of ashwagandha leaf and stem that possessed mixture of rhizomyces. Notably, the treated cell showed remarkable downregulation of TMPRSS2, endorsing anti-COVID-19 potential of rhizomyces. Further, the PCR-based antiviral activity assay showed inhibition of virus replication that ranged from 17% to 82% with different rhizomyces. For example, rhizonon caused 66%, rhizomycete 5 caused 72%, and rhizomycete B caused 82% of inhibition in 48 hours of replication assay. These results are very encouraging and hence is recommended for further laboratory and clinical studies. For more details, please see the article published in International Journal of Biological Macromolecule 2021, Volume 184, page 297 to 312. Thank you for listening. Please stay connected and stay safe.